28. Within the Meaning. Hi, Wojtek. When is Nagami going to visit Baranov? I need to talk with Baranov. Send. She uncables the printer from Damien's cube, cables it to her iBook, hoping she has the right driver. She does. She watches the T-shaped city emerge in inkjet on a sheet of glossy. She'll need this, she thinks, without wanting to know exactly why. Checking her email. Timing out, empty. Sleep no longer an issue. She looks at the printout, the squares and avenues, the overlay of numbers. Checking her mail. 1.
Casey, he is going this morning. Train from Waterloo to Bournemouth, 8:10. He is spelled N-G-E-M-I. His friend there loans him a car to drive to Baranov. Why are you awake now?
Wojtek. Time in the upper right corner of her screen, 4:33. Why are you awake yourself? Can you get in touch with Nagami and ask if I can go with him? I can't explain, but it's very important.
His almost instant reply.
I am working on ZX81 project. He wakes early. I will call him, call you.
She sends him thanks and the number of the Blue Ant cell. Showers. Does not think. The train from Camden High Street reaches Waterloo at 7:15. Ancient escalators carry her to the concourse beneath a few pigeons and a four-faced Victorian clock, above schedule boards and travelers wheeling black ballistic nylon toward the Channel trains. Off to Belgium, perhaps. Big End land. She has been told to meet Nagami beneath this clock, but is early, so she buys a tabloid, a bacon sandwich locked in rigid plastic, and a Fanta. Coffee contraindicated now, as she hopes to nap on the train. Stands chewing her sandwich beneath the clock while the Sunday morning station moves around her. Vast, incomprehensible voices chant and gargle above the crowd, as if trying to push crucial information through the dusty tin of 100-year-old gramophone speakers. The Fanta has a nasty, synthetic edge. She wonders why she bought it. The tabloid doesn't go down any better, seemingly composed in equal measure of shame and rage, as though some inflamed national subtext were being ritually, painfully massaged, for whatever temporary and paradoxical relief this might afford. She bins both as she sees Nagami approaching, large and black, zipped into his tight black jacket and carrying a sort of carpet bag in some African-looking hand weave.
"Good morning," he says, looking mildly puzzled. "Wojtek tells me that you wish to visit Baranov.